Unit 2. The Three Climate Zones of West and Central Africa.
If you were to travel across West and Central Africa, you would see the landscape and climate change a lot during your journey. You might visit rocky plains, green fields, and forests full of tall trees. This is because there are three very different ecological zones in this part of the world: the Sahel, the savanna, and the rainforest. The amount of rainfall is the main difference between each zone. What would you see if you traveled to the Sahel? The landscape is mostly flat and sandy, with very few bodies of water, like a desert. In fact, it is a transitional zone between the Sahara Desert to the north and the grasslands to the south. It shares characteristics with both deserts and grasslands. Like a desert, it receives very little rainfall. However, some parts of the Sahel are covered in short grasses, and there is just enough water for some trees and tough plants to grow. South of the Sahel lies the savanna, a huge grassy plateau dotted with trees. One of the most important features of this ecological zone is its rainy season. Although this region is very dry for part of the year, summer rains transform the savanna into an oasis. Because of this, many kinds of vegetation that cannot survive in the dry Sahel grow in the savanna. West Africa's rainforest region can be found even farther south. There, the climate is wet and tropical, making it an ideal environment for all kinds of vegetation. More than 500 centimeters of rain fall every year, so the landscape is very green and crowded with tall trees. The trees are so close together that their leaves act like a roof over the forest below. These climates greatly affect people's lives. In this part of the world, many must grow their own food in order to survive. But farmers in all three zones face many difficulties. In the Sahel, people must travel great distances to find enough water for survival. Because of climate change and poor agricultural practices like overgrazing, the Sahel gets drier every year, and life becomes harder. In the savanna, people plan their farming activities around the rainy season. They must always be thinking ahead. Even the rainforest is a hard place to live. The trees are so close together that people have little room for crops, so it can be hard to grow enough food.